Welcome back to Beyond Adventure Camp. We are here once again
for our final episode.
Yes, guys, this season is coming to an end, but how it may end, we will see. Here are our campers.
My name is Sunny. I play Connor Young.
My name is Joel. I play Evan McAllister.
Angie Meyer Lear.
My name is Taylor. I play Belle Gomez.
And I'm Daniel Otey, the keeper of this story. And this week's question is, who is your favorite camper? And go ahead. Joel can go first.
No, someone else can go first.
Okay, I'll go. Mine is Evan McAllister.
Why?
Because of all the jokes towards Connor. There's too much. Unnecessary, but...
You mean Connor?
She also edits the podcast. No. If you listen to her when she's editing, she is dying laughing.
Like literally
every
time,
especially last episode.
Yes.
Okay, in case you didn't know, she is our gracious editor.
It's in the podcast.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I'm just reminding you guys on last episode.
No, but yeah, Evan is my favorite. He's too funny.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Right. My favorite camper would be Connor. And the reason why is because he always has such a positive attitude and outlook.
That's why I don't like him.
This is what we're talking about.
I'm kidding. Connor's funny.
It's those wits about Connor that it's just too funny. It just comes out of nowhere.
He's got a childlike innocence to him.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Also, appetite.
Almost like he is a child.
I agree.
With the jokes. I'm done.
Mine is Adam West for being the ride and die that he is.
Aww.
Okay.
You would. He supports you 95% of the story.
What do you mean?
This guy.
What do you mean? Evan, I support you too.
Not in character right now. We're answering questions.
Adam West, he just came out.
Of course, Adam West, because he's the red. Like a... He's the Red Ranger to your Green Ranger.
That's right, exactly. He is.
You guys.
Oh, yeah. Who?
Oh, yeah. I forgot the last one.
Can't remember any of the characters.
Yeah. That one guy from that one place.
My favorite is Nash.
Nash McCall.
Oh, who barely had any lines.
I haven't seen Nash.
I love Nancy. There's
Is that your favorite?
Nancy, the girl that you kept on refusing to...
That's Emily.
I like how you're confusing the characters on the last episode.
Ralphie or Alfie?
I'm notoriously bad with... If you know me in person, I'm bad with names.
Or what's the guy? Xander? The cool guy?
Hi, Xander.
You probably don't. Ralphie. Unless you're... One of our cousins.
Yeah, he likes one of the monsters. End of story.
Or do you like Eden?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got names.
By the way, for this being the last episode, I actually made a shirt. And the picture will be on the screen. But I made a shirt for Beyond Adventure this season. Our logo is on the back. It's probably on the screen right now. And honestly, I'm really excited for this final episode. And if you're joining us, remember to drop a like, subscribe, and comment, because we want to hear from you guys. And also hit that bell so you get notified when we come out with more episodes. Guys, get excited, because we're about to see what happens at camp. Are you guys ready for camp?
Wait, he never answered.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, let's see. You said Adam.
Don't recap. Okay. What's the name?
Who'd you say?
I said you must like Aiden.
Oh, no, yeah, you said...
Connor.
Connor.
I said Adam.
You said Connor, you said Adam, you said me. I'll say my good friend, my...
No!
The tree team!
Don't lie!
The dynamic duo!
You know I stressed you out.
You stressed me out?
Evan took punches for Myra.
Yeah, he did. No,
I didn't ask him for that.
Well,
period.
While wearing a jacket.
And
sunglasses.
My sunglasses broke. But I like your slight character development. I feel like there's something there.
You guys weathered through waters together.
I like the fact that you're dead.
I guess that is pretty cool.
Wow.
I guess.
Okay.
Basically,
so you're emo.
No, I mean, I think that's
look.
That's a good character trait.
The pit?
Are you looks maxing right now?
No, I'm like trying to make a point.
All right.
Camp.
Put away your guns.
I'm always.
It's time for camp.
We gotta take out our guns. We got a monster to defeat.
You're about to take him out again. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
For the final day of camp. To recap what happened last episode, you guys finally entered the dark cave where the monster lives. I was going to say where something else, but where the monster lives. The monster pulled its skin and out came a giant spider that said, "Are you ready for the show?" And in a spider form. You guys have done 8 damage to it. You guys, I'm pretty sure it's Evan, no, Connor and Myra still have phobias for a couple more turns. You're afraid of water, and he likes sharp things.
Yeah, like pointy objects.
You guys have done 8 damage to it. I'm not going to tell you how much life it has, but you guys still have your weapons. And you guys, some of you can still look at the book and use the spells. And remember that some of you also have... you guys have the soda pops that you guys can drink. So you can do whatever you need to do. To do what you can to... There's 3 options here. Escape. Seal away. Or kill this monster. And the choice is really up to you guys. And how you guys would like to proceed. And it's going to be an awesome game. So, let's take it away. Whoever wants to go first can go first. But you guys have just seen this clown transform into a giant spider and say to you, "Are you ready for the show?" What would you guys like to do?
Did I shoot him with my bow?
Yeah, but
you missed.
You got hurt in the process.
And you saw the arrow is sticking out of like a skull on the mountain of skulls that is by his side.
And I got my blade back, correct?
Yeah. You got your blade back, yes.
That did happen.
Because it fell out of him because the cut that you caused him in his eye, he absorbed it and regrew his eye. Eesh. And if the blade fell out. And you regained it. What would you guys like to do?
I'm actually concentrated on that arrow that... Well, you have more arrows on you, Evan?
No, he only had one.
I have a bottle rocket. Can I use my bottle rocket?
Yes.
I have to roll for both.
Are you going to try aiming with it, or are you just trying to distract?
No, I'm going to hit it.
Okay, so
Well, is it going to cost damage if I hit it with a bottle rocket?
I'll give it damage. If you roll a good dexterity, because dexterity means you're aiming at it.
All right, let's do this.
You can do it.
And remember, you guys have luck.
You do it?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So what you do is the bottle rocket, you throw it, where does it go?
It's just gonna fizzle to the side of him.
Okay. And he's gonna be like,
"No shot."
And then, you know what? I'm gonna let him go last out of all of you and everything. So all of you will at least get to do one thing. Myra, that was your one thing. Now any of you guys can do anything. And remember, you guys have Adam West.
Can I use this yak back?
The what? Oh, the yak back. What does it do?
I don't know. It just says batteries last as long as you roll constitution to see if item dies after use.
Okay. So the yak back is you record something and then it repeats it. But it repeats it and then the tone gets higher and higher and higher and higher until like it just dies out.
Ooh. Hey, that'd be great for a distraction.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking. I can use this.
Yeah, you can use it.
So it says I have to roll constitution to see if item dies after use.
Okay, yeah, roll constitution.
Do I have to roll that now or like when
after you use it, roll constitution, which means that you can probably use it again. But if you're going to chuck it away or leave it somewhere, you have to go back and get it.
Okay.
So it's really up to you. What do you want to
do? I think I should use it so that we have some type of distraction now.
Okay, what do you
want? Am I right?
What do you want to say into the yak back that it records it?
Over here, I'm over here.
Ooh, I was just thinking that.
Okay, okay, okay. So you're gonna what do you like say exactly into the mic what how mm-hmm. you're gonna say it into the yak back.
Okay. Over here, I'm over here.
So you're gonna press the button to record it. And are you gonna throw it or just leave it?
Yeah,
there?
I'm gonna yeet it so that it's on the other side of the monster, so that the monster turns to that instead of being turned to us.
Okay, so you're gonna chuck it, uh-huh. and midway as you throw, I'm just gonna say you throw it because mm-hmm. there's no really direction you're throwing it at.
Yeah.
Or anything. You're just throwing it over yeah, there.
Just chucking it.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're gonna hear over here, over here.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna get over here, over here, over here. Roll be sneaky so you can like okay. So you can like fool them.
No.
It didn't die.
Okay. Well, my be sneaky is 20.
And what did you roll?
52.
Okay, so he's just gonna be like,
well, you said luck. I have 75 luck.
You can use some of luck to get you to a passing, but it's a lot. Yeah.
What's the last episode?
It's really up to you. Up to you if you want to use it.
So that's going to be about, what, 23?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to cross out 23 of your luck, and you're going to put it into your roll, which means the monster will be like, I'm going to get you. And it's going to turn around and try attacking the yak back. It's gonna grab its legs okay. and start just pounding at the floor and everything. And you're gonna hear, over here, over here. What do you guys want to do next? It is now turned around. You guys are looking at its backside.
All right, his back's turned. Can I try another bottle rocket?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roll dexterity.
Please.
Hey guys, Adam wants to be like, what do we do?
I've actually been staring at that arrow. I want to go grab the arrow from the top of the mountain.
I'm not doing this. Okay.
You can just go get it.
Okay.
The water, it's scaring me. I can't aim properly.
And Adam West is going to go to your side and be like, it's just water.
Don't
just
touch
water.
Me.
He's about to slap you too.
I don't like Adam West. That's why he's not my favorite.
Adam, that's really out of character for you. What's going on, man?
Be like, I'm all of you guys' friends. And I will protect you all.
No. All right. Go ahead.
That's low key giving.
I have the arrow and I'm just like petting it. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's your move. Evan has the last move before this thing starts attacking.
No.
Yo, yeah.
You got the bow? Or you got the arrow?
I got the arrow.
Can you give it to me?
But.
Connor.
Okay.
Give him the arrow.
No, it's okay. You can have the gun too. That's fine. Take my bow too. I don't need anything.
But it's so pointy though.
Oh, I forgot you.
you don't know that. Does he know now that he has that phobia?
I don't think
he knows that that something's wrong with him. Yeah, he doesn't know exactly what.
Listen, man, I don't know what's been going on with you, but I need my arrow back.
Evan, I put my finger on your lips. This is pointy.
I grab. I grab Connor's finger.
Oh no. I don't want to scratch your hand and be like, please no. We need him right now.
And I'm like, Connor? I don't want to have to repeat myself.
It's pointy.
There is a giant spider creature.
My hand is shaking right now from how pointy it is.
Connor,
like fingering the actual like bolt.
I'm crying.
Connor,
you know what? Roll constitution.
Roll
constitution.
Creepy.
See if you give it to him.
I should have choked two favorites.
Our constitution is 40.
This is not why I picked him as my favorite.
I did.
But
38. Through the sheer will that you have of your mind, you hand it to him. Your hands are a little bit shaking. You're like, it's for the ground. Good.
Thank you.
I'm trying.
Before you start picking out again.
Okay, so now you have the arrow. What do you want to do? Where do you want to aim your arrow? And remember, you will have to roll dexterity.
Well, since everyone doesn't like my idea, I guess I will try and find a different spot.
Well, you can stab him in the
back.
Wait,
can I?
Well,
go ahead. Use my rocket.
He's not a friend.
Right, Connor. Bottle. Listen, just give me a moment, okay? I need to think about a lot of things in my life right now.
That's a nice arrow.
Thanks.
Here, I want to use a spell.
I'm playing it away again right now.
So. That can possibly help him.
Okay, so here's the thing. The creature, it just does it just look like a big spider?
It's a big spider.
So it has like the big, like the thorax.
Yes.
And like the big weird, like... So
the hole where it shoots webs?
What? Yeah, that.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Wait.
There's more.
Has it shot any webs so far?
Not yet. Its turn is still coming up.
Okay, here's the thing. So I want to aim towards where that web would come out.
Ooh. Okay, roll dexterity. And you know what? Since I like that, I'm going to say roll dexterity with advantage.
18. Yeah, okay. Next. And you know what? I'm going to roll. If I get a 1, then I get to kill him instantly.
Okay. 12. Wow. No, but you do get a 12. What exactly does your arrow do to gods at that much damage?
I take a good look at my arrow, and I, let's
see. It should show you. I thought I gave you a card for exactly how much damage it does.
Nope.
Yeah, you never.
How much does your knife damage do?
It's 1d8.
Well, I have plus 5 fighting here on my written.
No, it's for damage. You're gonna do what exactly what her knife does is exactly what yours does. A 1d8.
So you're gonna do a little stabby stab, little Michael Myers moment.
It says damage 1d8 plus 1db, or plus
the damage buff. You don't have a damage.
Okay,
buff.
So 1d8.
Yes. So that's what you're going to roll for the damage.
Cue Michael Myers music.
I don't know the Michael Myers music.
5.
Okay, so you hear the thing, this monster yell, oh! And out comes a little bit of web, but it just falls straight to the floor. But it is now damaged. It cannot shoot web at you, which
so,
actually kind of stops what I was trying
to do. So is my arrow just kind of stuck in its like bosom?
Yes.
Bosom?
Not bosom, sorry. What do you call
buttock?
It?
The web shooter.
Look up spider biology and tell me what that thing
can
is.
We just,
the web shooter
can
spot.
Can we just call it thorax and be wrong with it?
I'd rather not be. Our gracious fans are going to correct us.
I mean, we're already saying it's a butt.
You said a bosom.
Boy, yeah. It's not.
Yeah, booty does. Oh.
True.
The spinneret? So my arrow is sticking in its spinneret.
That still sounds wrong.
Okay, and so you're going to hear the monster roar, and then it turns around, and its eyes start turning red, and it'd be like, playtime is over.
Is it?
Connor doesn't care.
So now it is the spider's turn.
Oh no.
And this spider is going to actually...
Our producer doesn't like spiders, by the way.
Guys, don't worry.
I'm going to say that it cannot shoot web for 5 turns.
Okay.
So because you damaged it.
You're welcome,
Paul. So it has to rebuild it. So it's just going to attack you, which means it's going to slam down one of its legs to the ground in front of you. And it has a 20-foot radius.
Can you stomp?
So it's going to, it's going to pretty much use stomp.
Something.
But first off, it's going to use its influence.
Influence.
It's gonna try and get
what
into
is it influencing?
You guys' minds. Oh, I forgot. There's Adam West too.
What?
Oh,
Adam West is also
move.
Here. Yeah. He didn't get a turn yet, so he'll go after the spider.
So
Adam West gets stomped on, unfortunately.
No. So you're gonna. So the spider is gonna creep into your mind and say, "Join me, and come into my web."
But you can't shoot it.
What?
For 5 turns. Also, it's like her, it's web of, like,
mind her?
Control. Wait, to her?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say her.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. But anyway, it's going to say that, and all of you guys roll Constitution because now it is trying to get into your head and influence you.
Wait,
to join it.
Will it work on me since I'm in a phobia?
Yeah, but you have to roll disadvantage.
Oh, damn.
It's going to start into a really sharp object.
Yes.
And you're like,
ooh. Wait, we're rolling what again?
Stop.
Constitution.
I get taken over.
Pass.
Hello, what's my disadvantage?
It's just you roll twice and take the worst.
Constitution is 60, so let's see.
Bro, I don't got edge eyes.
Ooh, 100.
I don't have edges on this damn Sonny, dice. I'm oh sorry. My gosh.
You're gonna be a mindless slave this way. I'm sorry, Sonny. Me I too. Have to do it to you.
So you're gonna be.
Wait, do I get another so roll?
You don't want another roll.
So fluffy that
you got 100. That's the worst.
They didn't hear me what I said. You're so fluffy that he floats.
Oh, I don't.
Crazy. No,
you don't have a phobia.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. So I just roll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just run the roll. What did you just roll right now?
He didn't pass. Go.
They got through.
It did.
Oh, wait. I got a roll. Whoops.
The side comments this episode are going to be crazy.
No, absolutely not.
Right, it was 85. Okay, it was 85.
All right, you're taking three people with you.
Wait, Adam wants to.
Are you taking four people with you?
I'm by myself. By
yourself. Yes. So all of you
who
guys.
Let this happen?
I'm about to use my luck.
Like, how are you just going to let me be lonely?
Yes. You know what? I'll let you use some of your luck to pass this roll.
Dang.
What do you want to do? Well, how much luck do you have to use?
15 luck.
I got 60.
Excuse me?
You can roll
you
luck.
Only, wait, you
wait,
only
no,
have
never 15. Mind. No, you can't.
No, he had to use 16 to pass. Because he didn't get 21. He got 85 or something like that. Snitch. You got a big number.
What's so, 9 plus 10?
Let me do
no, he already mentioned it. Huh?
Okay.
You know what?
9 plus 10. 10.
Not 21 okay. Anymore.
How much luck? You have 15 luck.
Just no, I have 43 luck, so I'll take 15.
Oh, you have 43?
Just get mind control. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I won't be mind controlled. Evan McAllister.
Okay, what do you say to yourself to snap you out of it?
Besitos de color.
I'm just having a seizure.
Disgusting.
You are dead.
I'm sorry.
You are going to die.
I'm sorry.
That's what saves him. That's what saves him.
That's what saves
him. In his mind. Stop. In his mind.
He snaps at
him. The memory of.
No, the taste of
Connor's finger on his lips. Snaps him out of his life. Because it scared him so bad.
The memory of Connor constantly trying to hug me or get in physical contact with me woke me, snapped me out of this.
Oh my God. Evan and Belle.
Oh, wait.
No, it's Evan and, I mean, Connor. Oh, wait, they're not controlled. You're right.
They're not controlled. That's
let
what
me do
I'm
math
saying.
Real quick. Hold on. 15.
How much luck you got left?
33, and then minus says so.
He has to carry the one.
28. I have
28? Okay.
That's
good.
Wait, is that math? Hold on.
Good
that's 28.
So Evan and Belle are not mind controlled, but you see everybody else around you, their heads look up and their eyes glaze over. They start walking towards the spider. Even Adam West, who was standing behind Evan, starts pushing him through so he can get to the closer to the spider.
Adam, quit it.
Is all you hear from him.
What the?
Emotep.
Wait, what's going on with everyone?
They're all walking towards this thing, and you see the spider start smiling with its sharp teeth and being like, ready for a snap?
I take out my Super Bowl.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to pull out your Super Bowl. Belle, you can also do something.
Oh, she's not.
No,
she's
not controlled.
No.
Oh,
no.
Fling me at this.
What? I'm being.
No, give me a hand.
No, throw me.
I what? Think.
Belle, we must summon Megazord.
What is that?
You know what? That phrase makes Connor twitch a little bit. Like,
hi.
Wait a minute.
I just hear the guitar playing dead.
No, his body that's just moving towards him just starts humming.
What about
but he's
Adam?
Still walking toward.
What's Adam doing?
He's mind controlling.
Adam West is right behind him going. But it's a little bit quieter.
And Myra started joining in just by instinct.
No, no.
By instinct.
I don't know. I don't know what
she does. The solo.
No. I think I can go in with the brass knuckles.
Okay.
Damn, okay.
So and be a distraction. Let's let Evan go first. Do what you're going to do with the Super Bowl, and then she's going to be right behind you with an attack.
First, what kind of room are we in? Is it like a big square?
It's room? Like a big cave and everything where it's, I would say, like the room is hexagon. And then in the middle is a pile of bones that make like a small, like a small hill of bones.
Right.
And then around that is water.
Okay.
But it's not deep. I'm trans. I'm in a trance.
Oh, you're trans.
So it's shallow would be the word.
It's shallow water. It'll go up to like your ankles.
Okay.
You'll get your feet wet.
Great. I look at my friends and Adam, and they're all confused and walking towards the spider guy. So I grab my Super Bowl, and I notice that Myra is also, like, normal.
Myra?
Just, I snap out of it. Really?
And then I'm back in.
I notice that Belle is normal. So what I do, I just, like, nod to her, and she kind of, like, understands, right? Do you understand?
Understand what?
Put your finger in his lips.
Great. Okay, she understands.
I'm sorry.
Stop putting your
finger. That was my last time.
What is you with your finger?
Gross finger. It's like a SpongeBob close-up with, like, the stink line.
The wrinkles.
The wrinkles, like, a greenish.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Okay, sorry. So, I grab my Super Bowl and I aim it towards that stupid looking spider clown's face.
Okay, it doesn't notice you because right now it's looking at all the three walking towards it because it's gonna be grabbing one of them very soon.
Okay, so what to do? Give it a good old spin. I want to aim right for one of its eyes because I think I hit one of its eyes before, right? Or was that another?
That was another monster.
She, Myra, hit it in the eye and did 8 damage. What does your Super Bowl say in the back of it?
1d4 damage, and depending on where it hits, may cause blindness and or bruising.
So I'm going to let you roll a 1d4. Oh, wait, does it say 1d4 or 1d6? Yeah, roll 1d4.
Right here.
Roll 1d4, and if you roll a 4 or a 3, it will be blind.
3.
Okay. So because you do 3 damage, you see this thing once again start screaming in pain.
I came off her blissful.
I didn't like any of that.
I just burped.
And it falls
that's
back.
That's what it was.
It wait, falls wait, wait, back, wait. And you feel the ground rumble.
Ooh.
And everything, but Adam West,
supposed to be in a trance.
Adam West, Connor, and Myra are still walking towards it.
I just got the attack of time.
And you said 3 damage, right?
Yeah, 3.
Bro, we're not gonna kill it with just 3 damage.
Well, listen, first of all, you can't be talking to me, Bubby.
Oh, that's right. Dan.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad you're in this trance so you can't keep putting your fingers in my mouth and or on my mouth.
He comes back just to do that every time.
I was soft.
No.
He's not even that close to you and you're still talking to him?
So, it is Oh yeah, Belle, what do you want to do? This thing is now kind of like knocked to the ground a little bit.
So I'm going to use the brass knuckles.
Okay.
And Hadouk.
Because this is the best time to use it.
Okay, what do you want to do? Huh? These brass knuckles. You want
to the only thing I couldn't
it?
Do, I have to fight.
Where are you gonna hit?
Probably the side.
What's your technique?
So you're gonna run up to it.
Cause like if you hit it on the side, you could probably knock it out.
Temple.
Yeah.
Oh, side of its face.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So it fell back. So
it's like MMA. We're fighting for our lives, not for funsies.
And yes, you can.
Pretty sure the referee's gonna step in as soon as you try and aim for his temple.
So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Call the referee into the ring. I don't see one.
Well, technically, I'm the referee.
Well, I mean, like, when we're
for
in
homie,
it.
That's it.
Okay, hey, that's so it. If you're going to do this, you're going to roll fighting. So I'm just going to say you run up to this thing because it's kind of like leaning back. everything. You're going to run up to this thing, and you're going to try punching it in the face. So, you're going to roll fighting, and then I'm going to have a roll for it. Okay, you pass?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to have a roll for it to see if it is able to dodge you at all. Was it, what'd you roll on it?
59.
And what's your fighting?
60.
Okay, so you rolled a good success.
Yeah, Ghost trying to get the dynamite in hand. She made one monster pop. She might have made another one pop.
I feel like I'm the most aggressive one here because I just be getting up close.
She got the dynamite hand.
It's always the quiet one.
You always want to fight, yeah.
What's that one anime, the boxing
pretty good chances.
Here it is.
Hajime no Ippo.
Makanuchi right here, boy.
Yep. That's what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you never seen the anime?
No, I know of it. What I also know,
speak?
Actually,
wait.
His name's Ippo.
I know that, and I know Ashita no Joe, which is like Tomorrow's Joe. Have you seen that one? It's like one of the classic boxing animes. Ashita no Joe.
Ready, guys?
No, heard of it.
So I'm going to roll dodge on this for the monster. It's going to roll a disadvantage because it is blind. So you're coming in. It rolled a 5. But it has disadvantage. Roll a 60. Doesn't pass. You're going to hit it. How much damage does your brass knuckles do?
It says 1d3 plus 1 plus db.
1d3? Just roll 1d3. It's the triangle, so yeah. Just try that for the best.
3.
Okay, so you do 3 damage to it.
What would a 1d3 even look like?
And that is going to knock you guys out of the trance. So you guys are going to wake up, and I'm going to be like, what am I?
Do I still got this?
You know what? Because of that happened, I will take away your phobias, so give me those back.
Okay.
Thank God, oh Lord. I went to the water.
Yeah! Adam West... It's gonna be like nice, and then
I was gonna hope that like if we, when we won, she started a phobia. I'll be like, congratulatory water.
Hey, does Adam West have any weapons?
Actually, no.
Okay, so what, Adam West? Do you want to give him one?
Adam, I've just noticed since my fingers were really bruised up here. The arrow. Want this book?
And I was gonna be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude, I mean, here.
Got one.
Oh!
So now Adam West is gonna roll sanity because he's gonna grab a book.
One thing.
What's your sanity?
My sanity?
Yeah.
46.
He's gonna fail, so he's gonna take 1d8 sanity roll, which is this one.
Oh, hello.
He only takes 2 sanity. So write down that he lost 2 sanity.
Okay,
he's now getting to look at the book, and he's angry.
Who's angry? Adam
West.
Why is he angry?
Adam West is going to look around at all of his friends and say, I'm sick and tired of this stupid spider picking up all my friends. It's time for the Red Ranger to do it.
Oh, no.
Oh. So now he's going to pick a spell to use on this thing. But while he's doing that, that's going to take up his turn. You guys now have a turn before the spider gets up and is going to attack you all.
I think I have something, but...
Wait. I have a pistol.
Do we get points by reading the book? Do we get sanity by reading it?
No. You will not take sanity damage from reading it. You'd have sanity when you first opened it. Because when you open it up, it's kind of like these spells are going inside of your mind. And that's kind of like arcane magic that you guys should not be privy to.
AKA he paid his dues.
True. Guys, I see here we could probably dismiss it.
What are you talking about?
It's a spell that says dismiss deity.
Okay.
So you guys to use dismiss deity, All of you guys have to use up, not Adam West, all of you guys would have to use up at least half of your magic points.
My mana?
Why is he excluded?
Huh? Because he's about to do something himself. Because
I don't even got the spell book.
And, for you guys to actually do this, all of you guys have to use up half, and then there's a big roll that one of you guys will have to take.
Even if we don't have the spell book?
All of you that have the spell book.
Okay, I was about to say.
How many of you have the spell book?
I didn't lose my sanity for a reason.
Oh, just you two.
Because we didn't want to use up our sanity.
Yeah, Myra would rather use her bare knuckles, and I'd rather Myra. Use...
Oh, we need names.
Okay.
Don't stop, Myra.
You can play with any Phil game.
So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What does contact deity spell?
Not the one-year-old getting
we
over
could contact
on
contact the deity?
That means you have to bring a deity, and that means extra work for me. So, you can bring a deity to try and find it.
We have to summon Methuselah.
But that's for a cultist. You're not a cultist.
What does Methuselah do?
He gets really old.
Okay. So this is what's going to happen. While you guys are talking about that, Adam West is going to run up to this thing and say, "You're not going to hurt my friends anymore." And he's going to use Rack, which is a magic spell that he saw in the book, which is going to paralyze. It's a paralyzed spell that disables a target for at least 3 minutes.
I was going
to
use
And to cast a mere 3 points and one sanity. So he's losing one sanity. What? He's losing one sanity and 3 of his magic points. So write down that he loses 3 magic points and one sanity. And he's going to roll to paralyze this thing. It's going to be hit or miss. Everything. He's going to roll power. Okay?
I really hope he makes it so I can make a joke.
He just made it. He rolled a 75.
Let's go.
So he goes up to this thing and he sticks his hand and he's like, "No more!" And then he's going to grab it and he's going to paralyze this thing. But he cannot move. He is, by holding it in place, Adam West,
he's
holding
paralyzed.
It in place. And he cannot move as long as the other thing cannot also move.
Okay, guys, we're going to do something now. Can we do the Prince Crux on stuff?
You need me too, or you can do it yourself?
Well, I mean, powerful Ankh that can banish creatures with an opposed power roll for 1 MP.
By the way,
or for more.
If it's for 3 minutes, I'm only going to let it... I'm going to let him roll a constitution roll, the monster, to try and get out of it.
Okay.
So it's going to be every turn.
I mean, I have a pistol.
To God.
How many bullets you got?
7. Crap, I had one in here.
Nice.
And the damage is a 1d10 plus 2.
I think I could try to do that.
Whatever that means.
I think Connor wants to go ahead and try to use the Prince Crux on stuff.
The what?
That's what it says right here. Prince Crux on stuff.
Oh, Crux. The Prince Crux and Sata.
Oh.
And it's a power Ankh that can banish creatures with an opposed power roll for 1 MP. So you're going to oppose me. You're going to oppose the monster. And you're going to have to roll a power roll against it. So it's going to be challenged.
And it's an Ankh?
It's an Ankh. Which could just be your cross.
Bro. If I make this, I would like to see if we can play like the flute, like the green dragon. Oh my gosh, the little flute that summons out his lord.
This requires 3 rounds chance to use the Ankh. It's unfortunate. So you have to chant for 3 turns. So you can't use this for 3 turns.
Okay.
So it's like you're prepping.
Okay. So right now I have to start chanting.
Yeah.
Yo, move, bye, bye, he's out. Yo, move, bye, he's out.
So that's your turn. What else do you guys want to do?
Oh, you're saying Ankh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep saying Ankh, like...
No, I understood. No. Is that what that was laughing?
Yeah.
Get out.
Producer, you're gonna use your crazy uncle.
Producer heard it.
Onk.
Okay, onk.
Yeah. No, you keep saying unk. It's onk. Ah.
Onk.
That was corny.
Myra and Belle have the last moves for this round. What do you want
to
do?
I'm using my gun.
Can I use the cloud memory? Because it says low-cost Belle best used to infiltrate or steal without raising an alarm. Let me go and grab that guy's heart and just...
Ooh.
That's almost impossible, but sure, I'll let you go.
Will that end him?
Maybe. It depends on how many hearts he has.
You know what? You know what? You are giving this guy too much power.
It's a god.
I cannot.
He just said it was a D. It's a god.
Okay, first of all, he didn't give us that until like later in, and I'm tired. I can't.
Okay, how about this?
You know what?
I'm trying to banish it.
Yeah, but you have to wait 3 turns, and then maybe if you roll right, you could do it. If not, the unk that you have, the cross that you have will break.
I'm not gonna lie, I heard you said unk now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys want to do?
Alright, yep. I got 2 more turns, y'all.
Well, no, this turn hasn't ended yet. They still got to move.
Well, I want to shoot.
Okay, go ahead, shoot.
She's trigger happy, okay? She just needs
to... I'll say roll fighting, but she's, if you want
to
aim...
She needs to relieve some stress from now, okay? She needs to pull that trigger.
You can roll fighting at a disadvantage. Or roll dexterity.
Yeah, that's our fight. You gotta grab my dice. You got the better dice, friend.
I know I do. Why well, I had to move yours out the way.
The gun has
changed.
I'm
gonna roll fighting.
Okay.
You said at a disadvantage?
At a disadvantage. So I have to roll it twice. Using a gun. Have you ever shot a gun before? Your character.
Have you ever killed a man before?
I don't remember if I had to shoot a gun previously.
Okay, so I'm gonna say disadvantage because you've never shot a gun before.
Your hand
that doesn't mean I can't have good aim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
was that...
I'm gonna roll again.
No.
What is wild.
It? Disadvantage?
They were both bad.
Oh, okay, so what you do is you shoot at this thing. What do you think, like, happens when you try and shoot at it?
You shoot?
You probably shoot and it absolutely misses.
I probably make it mad.
It looks at you, but the bullet goes right past it.
Yeah.
All of its eyes. Myra, what do you want to do?
I'm seeing here are summoning spells. Is that something? It says highly dependent on how many power rolls the keeper requires.
Like a seance?
Excellent if the keeper doesn't require any. Value also depends on the specific creature summoned.
Oh,
how it behaves,
girl.
And if the corresponding enchantment spell is available.
We're going to be summoning another deity?
Is that what it is?
Okay,
I wanted something that would control that monster.
It's a god. There's not many things that could control it. Do you want to just try and attack it? Because Adam West is holding it right now.
That's why I'm trying to banish it real quick.
Can I go and talk to him and tell him, hey, get some help. There's a mental suggestion on here.
Okay.
No, but stop it.
The therapy.
No, but you're gonna roll to see if he falls for it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, spider, go home.
Know what you're gonna do?
No,
no. What do you want to do? You want to just hit it? You want to run at it? You want to try
I'll go ahead and...
You want to flirt?
No, I'll go ahead and throw more bottle rockets at it.
Okay, roll dexterity.
And then... No, yeah, it's fine. Please... 15.
Your bottle rocket goes right for its eye and it explodes. What?
It can't just be one. Can I say I throw multiple or is it always just going to shoot one?
How much you should
I want to say that. Let me set up 5 and then.
Okay, I will let you throw 5 all at once, but you have to get a good success, which means you have to get half of your success. Would you roll the 15, right?
Yeah.
Then 30, I'll let you roll.
I think it should be diminishing returns. So basically, she rolls for the damage of one of them, and then every single subsequent one is like one less damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Well, since you roll 15, I'll let that two of them hit it directly in one of its eyes, and those two eyes pop.
Oh.
And you hear...
You thought I was blind before and now it's super.
And then the other three roll dexterity again.
Wait, no, hold on. The spider, it has like multiple eyes.
How many?
What'd I got 42.
42, and what's your dexterity?
35.
Okay, so the other ones just hit the floor.
They have 8 eyes? Okay.
So you've just popped 2 of its eyes.
Is he regaining those?
Don't know yet. But well, he has six roll, he has six roll damage.
I feel like he's in,
roll
he's
damage in twice.
Five in total.
Okay, -5. Okay, now the spider is going to roll against Adam West. Roll the two. It breaks out of that mental barrier. It says, and it's going to hit Adam West with its leg straight like on its side and hit him away. So it's gonna roll fighting.
No, Adam.
He rolled an 8. So no. Adam West flies back and hits the wall and loses 8 hit points. He's at 3 hit points left.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if he can roll, if he passes Constitution, see if he wakes up or passes out. Or stays awake or passes out.
I just stopped checking. Adam!
He stays awake.
Oh, God, thank the Lord.
Whoa.
So
what? No, I mean that not what now I was you guys him getting hit.
So you guys now see Adam West on the floor and blood is trickling from his head. And he's like, he has one eye open. He's like, we have to stop this thing. And you see him like coughing a little bit.
I'm chanting, Yo, Bobby's out really quick.
Roll first aid.
He also gets another attack, by the way.
Gotta get one more turn, bro.
So. Because he was able to mentally break that, the spider gets up and it looks at Connor. And Connor being far away, and he sees him chanting. And just like all spiders that we see, it looks at him.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
Watch out.
And it's going for you, just like in that onesie.
I don't know what I'm going to go ahead and do.
And it's going to... It's now right in your face and said, what you doing there? And then it's going to try to hit you with one of its claws, which is a 3d6 damage. What do you want to do? So
I can. I'm in the middle of...
Can you dodge that?
I'm in the middle of 3 rounds of chance. I'm chanting this.
Yeah, wait. There's not much he can do. You can roll dodge.
Can I intervene?
Yeah.
Okay. I pull out my spoon that I've had since day one.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I rush towards the spider. And I'm like, Connor!
Are you going to scoop out its eyeball?
But I don't know. He's trying to maintain... focus on his ritual. So what I do while the spider is kind of focused on him, I grab my handy dandy spoon and I rush towards him and I lodge it right into his thorax.
Okay, jeez. Roll fighting. And actually this thing is gonna roll perception on you.
Oh.
Damn.
And he's left?
It was 14.
I know, right?
What's the difference? That's like a 7 difference. So let me see. You know what? I might as well just, yeah. I'll use my luck.
Okay, how much luck do you... Wait, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 32. Was it a 32?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay, it was a 32.
Uh-huh.
I have a 25 fighting, so I'll use 7 luck to fill that up.
Okay.
So, bring it down to 21.
So you're going to stab this giant spider in the thorax with your spoon.
Yep.
What do you roll a 1d4 damage?
Let's get it.
You roll 1 damage.
Exact roll.
And right when you do that, its face is gonna pop out of you right next to where you stabbed it and say, what you doing there, bud? And then it roll sanity.
You work. Oh, wait, is sanity D100?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Give it 10.
No.
What's your sanity?
21.
What's your roll?
82. Oh, dude, my luck and my sanity are both 21 at the moment.
Jeez. Okay, so roll a 1d10, which is this one. No, I'm sorry.
You should.
A 1d10, and a 1d10 sanity damage.
No, it's this one with a zero.
It's this one.
This one?
Yep. Yeah. You're good. The zero is 10.
Oh, it's just zero.
Come on. Go.
11.
What?
9.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Because you roll 9, take 9 damage, and you get a phobia.
Yay.
You right?
Yeah.
Sorry, 9 damage, like, for my HP?
Yeah. No, 9 damage to your sanity.
Oh, good, because I would be dead.
I mean, and you get another phobia.
You're also not very sane.
I'm not. I have like 12 sanity. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to roll this.
Oh, three. Boy. I used to have 50 sanity. Now I have 12 sanity.
So RIP. Maybe a therapist will help.
Yeah, I'll just get like one of those like,
you
spinning
You have caps. Claustrophobia.
Oh, no.
And we're already in a cave.
How big is this area that we're in?
Now, because you have that phobia, everything be like, I see you. And since you're in the back of it, it's going to shoot web at you now.
But my arrow.
Yeah, it's been past 5 turns, buddy. So it's going to say, here you go. And it's going to spread, it's going to encase you, like do a huge web at you that covers you in web.
Evan!
And
oh yeah,
yes, I forgot he has
cloak. Yeah,
and it's gonna go back to you.
Oh, we don't know that.
And it's gonna try and take a bite out of you.
Chomp chomp.
You can roll dodge, but you have to stop your chanting.
Then it resets, right?
You have to do it. You have to recast it.
For the next 3 turns.
What are these two doing?
We have 2 more.
I don't know. What do you guys want to do? You guys can try something.
Yeah, I'm kind of LOA.
Bell and
Myra
can try something. Helping out or anything, or.
Bro, I'm trying to dismiss.
The only thing I could think of is to shoot him again, or to hit him with the brass knuckles, or I can do the shocker chewing gum.
Oh no, you can't really attack. You have to do something to either catch his attention or counter him or try and save
Well, wouldn't that be the shocker chewing gum then?
Yeah, but he has to grab a piece of it.
What about your soda bottles?
Remember, you guys do have soda bottles.
Oh, you're right. I have the blue soda.
I have yellow. What can that do for me?
Yeah.
Well, you have to drink it and then you find out.
Okay, so I'll drink my soda.
Done.
Throw it back.
You
have a blue one?
Down the gullet.
Wait, you have a blue one?
Yeah.
You drink it?
Yeah.
You get advantage on speed. So you're now very, very fast.
Okay.
And you whenever you're running to a location, you have a +4 advantage to your speed.
Yellow.
My name is Barry Allen. I'm the fastest man.
You get dexterity advantage. You get a +4 to any roll for dexterity.
Oh, all right. Then I want to run up, stuff as many. I can't write, not fast, whatever. I want to, he'll know. I want to like go and just secretly stuff bottle rockets.
You would have
around
to be sneaky. We'll be sneaky.
Hmm? Hold on, let me.
A knife?
Never mind.
You trip.
Dang it.
What do you do, Belle?
Can we do anything with these pins?
No. Those pins were currency, no.
Oh, okay.
You throw pins, take it!
Yeah.
That's just for balloons.
I'm working this chin. You start stabbing with a bit.
It's like little pricks. Like.
I can probably, if I borrow the machete, I can be quick with that.
Who has the machete?
Machete.
My.
we want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something, and their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
Well, this is my, it's my spear. You want to use the, not the Myra, the Nancy spear? That's why it's
Michelle. Oh, sure.
Okay, so you grab the spear. What do you want to do?
Stab.
Okay, so you're gonna run at it?
Yeah.
Where would you say in the room you are? Well, no, it ran past all of you guys, so you guys are gonna have to run to it.
Wait, that's what my speed is for.
Okay, so if you because speed is like relative. I'm gonna let you roll a be sneaky on him with advantage. So your speed roll will be part of your advantage. Okay, bro. What'd you roll?
I did not pass. I rolled 87. My be sneaky is 20.
Okay. So it sees you coming, and it's like, no, no, no. What it's gonna do, just to be nice, because I'm the nicest person in the world. It's going to climb up the wall. The spider is still right behind Connor. And it is just on the wall. But it's going to take a bite out of Connor's head.
Oh no! Can I run and save Evan? And rip him
out? Yes.
What do I need to roll for that?
No, I'm just going to say you do that. But it's going to take you a whole turn to get him out.
That's fine.
What are you saying to him to calm him down from shaking?
Cause Evan, I'm coming here!
He does have claustrophobia.
Yeah, but I'm taking him out of the thing. He'll be fine. Yeah,
you're gonna like Pokeball.
I wouldn't know. So I wouldn't know he has that. So
no,
I'm just
you
kind
wouldn't.
Of ripping through, trying to.
I'm Evan, what are you saying? What are you saying?
Evan! Oh! Wait. There you go. Wait. Your
okay,
head's
and
free.
Belle has just missed the attack. I'm going to say that the spider now has an opportunity attack. To Connor.
This is
Connor, what are you gonna do?
This is the third one, right?
No, this is the second, buddy.
No, that has to be the third one.
No, that's not the third one.
That monster said,
yum, day three,
eat it up.
Alright.
Yum.
If I dodge it then. Okay.
That's your shoulder.
Okay.
Wait. You freed me, right?
Yeah.
It takes a whole turn.
But his too?
Okay.
Yeah, he can. You're taking him out of it!
Yeah, but once he's finally free, he can.
So because it's an opportune attack, he's just gonna go for you.
I have to dodge.
You're gonna have to roll dodge.
Okay, I get it.
Let's get it.
54?
44.
What's your dodge?
Well, it's getting 5 on my end.
It's just very round.
Okay, here's what happens. So the monster's mouth opens up and it's salivating. You can hear the drips of drool coming from its mouth. Because it's about to take a chunk out of you. And right as you are about to move, it moves with you. And with it, it clamps down. You don't feel anything. Adam West pushed you out of the way.
You did that to Adam!
But Adam West is already injured.
Adam West looks at all of you and says, please stay alive. I love you guys. And the monster picks him up and...
Can I roll for Adam's
body goes flying, ripping off half of his body.
Oh my gosh. No, Adam! Adam, no!
Adam West is dead. And it looks at all of you guys.
Evan, I think you need to give Connor a hug.
Blood dripping from its mouth says, "You're next."
Oh, and he's resurrected.
No. Oh, shoot.
I'm joking. No.
Finish the spell.
And that was, I'm going to say that was a whole attack for him. So now it restarts. It's all of you guys. Myra.
Yo.
You
missed your attack.
Huh? You're bit out.
Yeah, now you're free and you guys are able to do it.
Bro, we gotta dismiss this damn thing.
Oh, free. We have to. Let's do this for Adam.
For Adam.
For Adam.
No! Adam! Adam West is now gone. What would you guys like to do?
Kill him.
He has to die. The monster has to die.
In the book really, really, really crying and upset right now.
Oh.
Let's dismiss this damn thing! We're gonna use a...
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Was it my turn? No.
It's all of you guys' turn. So what do you guys want
to
do?
Let's dismiss. What do we need to do?
Let's combine our turns to do this big spell.
Okay, so what you guys are gonna do is...
Oh my god. Are we gonna hold hands?
Who's gonna roll for it?
What was a good roll?
Well, what's the role dependent on?
That's true, too.
It depends on who has the most magic points.
I have 14.
10. So probably not me.
18.
And it will be divided by exactly its remaining HP, and you have to get below it. So I'm going to tell you guys, its remaining HP is 275.
Yeah, I knew it. We're not
necessarily.
So...
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a god.
275 divided by how many magic points the person who is doing it right now has, because you're about to spend, all of you guys are going to spend half of your magic points. But whoever's going to roll will use all of their magic points and then divided by that. So let's say
HP, that's crazy.
Divided by 10, you have to beat a 28. But you have 3 rolls to do it.
Oh, good.
The same, so you have to get out the best 2 out of 3.
Well, you have the highest MPs.
So if it was you,
or me, I have
275 divided by 18.
Magic points he wants, right? Yeah, 18.
So I would say all of you guys would have to beat at least a 28 on 3 rolls.
Only one person rolls?
Yeah.
Only one person rolls. So, this is how it's going to work.
You do it?
We want the highest.
What do you guys want to do? No, anybody. Anybody. Oh. I'm just going to make it that anybody can roll it. All
right, who has a good roll?
But you guys are going to do this, but the spider knows what you're doing. It's actually going to start crawling at you.
All
right. At your face. Myra, the knife that Belle was using, it shows up in your hand. And it reappears in your hand as if, like, it belongs with you.
Oh.
Like Thor's hammer.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like Mjolnir.
I'm nervous. It starts phasing out.
You're going to be able to do whatever you need to do. What do you want to do? Oh, wait. Actually.
I mean, we're rolling.
Yeah. But you're using your power. But you see it coming at you. What do you want to do?
I'm going to throw it back at him.
You get a dexterity advantage, remember?
Oh. So wait, but plus 4? No, it was a 90-something.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you roll with advantage.
43?
What's your dexterity?
35.
So you're going to throw it at it while it's coming at you. You're going to miss. It reappears in your hand.
Oh, gosh.
And you guys are going to start. Who's going to roll?
I'll roll.
Are you sure?
Okay. So, this is how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. You have to beat a 30, at least. And you have to get 2 out of 3 times, beat a 30. Right. If you do not, it will not be dismissed. You guys will die. But, Myra, you see it coming at you, and you notice your knife is always going to reappear once you throw it. What do you want to do?
I guess I'm going to keep throwing it. I'm using luck on that advantage. One. But I'm using luck. Can I just use that? Yes. I got
okay.
Double.
So you see it hit in its other eye. Once again, it's a pop.
How many do you have left here?
Well.
Oh, wait, is he?
Five.
Is he regrowing then?
No, he's not regrowing.
Okay.
Here he used it one time when he
hit
it.
Back.
Oh, wait, hold up, hold up.
Ooh.
Roll your first one.
I'm keeping that one.
Almost got that one.
You feel like your first one.
She's her dice.
Yeah.
Okay, crazy. Now.
Might have to in a little bit.
Evan and Belle, what do you guys want to do?
I'm going to try to shoot it again.
Okay, shoot it.
Aim for the eyes.
Ooh.
26.
Aim you see him blast another eye off of this. Off of its
face.
Are
we not counting the damages on that at all?
Yeah, you can count the damages, but I mean, you guys are already.
Oh, no, you're fine, you're fine. Go
yeah,
ahead.
So what else do you want to do, Evan, to prevent this thing from touching Adam, Connor?
Whip out the good old bow and arrow.
Okay, go ahead. You picked up the. I'm just going to say you picked up the arrow.
All
oh,
right.
No, you had it previously, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, roll with fighting.
Yo.
Remember, you have luck. I will let you, if...
Not that much luck.
No, no. If you use the rest of your luck, I will let you pass one roll.
You want, you know what? Let's go all in. I'm out of luck, but not out of shots.
Okay, so you hit this thing, and it stumbles back. It starts slowing down. You see it start getting weaker, but it, because it's trying to get there, but it you guys keep pushing it back and pushing it back. Roll your second roll.
My gosh.
Remember, you have luck. I'll let you use luck one more time on this roll.
Yeah.
So you use all of it.
I have 60.
Oh, so how much do you need? Remember, you have to be—you have to get a 30 or lower.
I'll have to use half.
Okay.
Oh no, more than half.
Okay.
Listen, at least you have luck to spare.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
I'll use like 38.
38. Okay. You to use 38 on this roll. Usually you're not allowed to use luck on it, but I'm letting you.
Okay.
This is your last roll. And because you use 38 luck, I'm going to say that this is, you cannot use, like the roll that I gave, that you use all your luck, you
yeah.
cannot use that here. This is a make or break roll. Now, on this roll, will you avenge Adam West after this thing has just murdered it?
Oh, he's supposed to roll it now.
No! I thought I had it.
Cry.
The monster crowd comes up to all of you. And it says, looks like you failed. And it's gonna blow poison into all of your faces.
Stop it.
But I'm already dead. How does that work with me?
You disappear.
It just poof.
You disappear, and you are no longer with them. Your blade clutters to the ground. And all of you guys, close your eyes and just fall into darkness. You guys all awake in your beds.
Oh, sorry.
And you guys hear a loudspeaker. And it's Bartholomew. And he yells,
"Good morning, campers! Are you ready for another day of camp?
For the rest of eternity."
Well, I feel like Bartholomew is a spider.
We're stuck at camp. We can't leave this room. We have to keep recording.
And that's how it ends. This whole thing, you guys all have died and have become part of the loop. That is camp.
No.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Well,
And that
I was so close.
The ending
of
Beyond Adventure Camp Edition. I want to give a thank you to our sponsor, Guildhall, for sponsoring and giving us this room so we can record. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's been watching. We thank you that a lot of you guys have been giving more time to watch how we're doing in these episodes. And another season will be coming soon. We hope that you guys join us. Remember to subscribe, drop a like, leave comments if you guys like this series. And we'll be back with another episode of Just Us explaining about the season. And here are our campers to say goodbye and say who they played.
Bye.
Bye, Young. Bye.
Myra Lear. Ciao.
Evan McAllister. See you later.
Bell Gomez on that loop-de-loop.
Thank you for joining us here at Camp.